Lingering Uncertainty. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I think the worst part of the whole thing is the uncertainty. You know, usually we know pretty well what's going to happen tomorrow or what could happen, but right now we don't know what could or what couldn't happen.
Even with the phased-in opening of the state's economy, there's still a lot of unknowns as to what does happen next. On our farms across Tennessee, they're still planting new crops and caring for livestock and timber, but many are doing so acknowledging that they're probably going to lose even more money. John Chester Farms in Weakley County.
I think one word is everybody's frustrated. There's really nothing that we can do about it, but it is imposing difficulty mainly upon the price of the products that we're producing on the farm.
Josh Ogle is still moving forward and planting corn, soybeans, and cotton in Lincoln County, knowing that based on current prices, there's no way to make it profitable.
It's just very uncertain times right now. It's hard to figure out what to do and when do you stop planting corn, what do you swap to, if you're going to stop and start something else, where do you go to? So not trying to be negative, but it's just very concerning right now the way things look.
David Richardson in Loudoun County has nearly all of his corn planted this spring and about half of his soybean crop. And while he remains optimistic for better markets, he sees the reality.
It's kind of typical agriculture. There's always a black swan out there that we don't see coming that affects our markets, and we'll go through this and survive it.
Terry Snyder has beef cattle in Johnson County, and he's seen firsthand how the prices have fallen.
When this thing first hit in February, 9 weight steers was bringing $1.40 to $1.50, and now you're lucky to get a bid at $1.05.
Well, hopefully the executive order from President Trump this week to keep meat and poultry processing facilities open during this national emergency will help stabilize and even improve markets. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.